I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
October 2005, and you're listening to Hacker Voice Radio for episode 39. Yes, this is the closing episode of the season. This is season one closing. Goodbye, season one. Welcome to season two. I'm joined in the studio with Planet Lave and Ionix all the way from the USA. Now you ask, how can we do this? How do we do this? We do this through the wonders of technology. Hello, people.
Alice Clow.
Very good.
It's episode 40, by the way, isn't it?
No, it's actually episode 39.
Oh, have we missed one?
No, we didn't miss one. We just miscalculated the last one. And looks like, well, this one is going to be the last one because we planned it. So let's say we cut it at 39. The season begins with the full number at the other end. You see what I mean?
Ah, cool.
Why, did we use an episode zero? it's a bit of a joke, sorry.
Yeah, listen, just play along with it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it straight.
Better than wait to blind batch.
Yeah.
Say no more.
How's it going?
Going alright, pretty tired.
Yeah, I do have to apologize for our late start. We've started half an hour late due to various things in life that could not have been prevented. But luckily, we are starting, so... Yeah.
Excellent.
How does everyone look on what we planned to do? Is everything okay at your end anyway, Ionix?
Oh yeah, everything's set up. We just got to make the call.
Okay, are you gonna make the call and then bridge it into this, or what's gonna happen?
Oh boy, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Let me see here. I'm trying to think how I can do this because I'm on the soft phone on my computer right now.
Yeah. How about you, partner? How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Ready for the THVCon, aren't you? Oh, talk about that, Saban.
Oh, really?
Well, not in content, but psyched up and ready to go.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Need to write some stuff between now and then.
How's your liver doing?
Sorry?
How's your liver doing?
My liver? It's alright.
Good job.
Still getting the same old punishment.
Now, if you notice in the background, I'm playing Harvey Danger. I'm playing their album because they've released their entire album for free for everyone to download on their website, which is just fantastic. Now, I'd suggest for any new artist to do this because it creates a nice little atmosphere for yourself, and it also enables somebody to, download your entire album guilt-free and enjoy your music. Now, if your music is up to standard, up to scratch, then, of course, they will hopefully, if they're the right kind of mentality, support your entire band.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good way of getting your name out there.
Yeah. This is probably one of the questions I'm going to put to our special guests.
Oh, yes. I think I got it worked out. I'm just tweaking my mixer right now. All right, does that cause a lot of echo? All right, does that cause a lot of echo? All right, does that cause a lot of echo? All right, does that cause a lot of echo?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that that again.
All right, hang on.
Do that again. Oh, you gotta love reverb.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, you gotta love reverb, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that's not gonna work then.
Okay, do you wanna hit
me
up?
Because what it's gonna do is... It would just keep looping everything. Yeah. I'm trying to patch two phones together through the audio.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Would you wanna hit me up with their number so I can give them a call and see if Skype behaves itself now?
Okay, we could try to do that.
Cool.
And in the meantime, how about a little bit of news?
Yeah, why not?
Oh! Here's a little thing from MiaWin.net. There's a 30 gig webmail service that's been launched at 30gigs.com. That's 30gigs.com.
That's ridiculous.
That's a shitload of bloody storage right there. They're just getting off the ground, and like when Gmail was launched, it's invitation only.
Right.
If you want the news story, I picked it up from neowin.net. It's best to go to those guys rather than just have me read out their material. And also, they're doing a very cool thing. They've got a link to their forums where people who are already on the 30 gigs service can send you an invite. If you just post your email address into that thread, then they'll try and hook you up with something. So, check it out.
Cool, that sounds good. 30 gigs, did you say?
Yep, 30.
I just had to confirm that because it just sounds too good to be fucking true.
Time will tell if they can keep it going. And
does it say what the maximum file size for a transfer is?
It doesn't, not on the brief news story that I read. I'm assuming it does somewhere on their site, 30gigs.com.
I mean, if the transfer size was like, let's say 30 megabytes, then it's not really that good. If the French transfer file was 500 megabytes, then you're talking here, you know.
I'd assume it is set quite low.
Yeah.
But that's me guessing, so... I don't know.
Yeah. I think we're having a general Skype problem here.
Another funny thing I found.
Oh, you made a mistake with the number. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Skype problems?
And Skype
surely not.
And Skype doesn't like when you make mistakes. Skype tends to hit you with a really hard ruler over the knuckles.
Oh. Oh, there's going to have to be a book of voiceover IP.
Yeah.
In the Bible.
Yeah. And there was the prophet Skype, for he led the way in.
I was thinking of throwing, like, some Taming of the Shrew in there.
Oh my god, it's ringing! Ah! It can't be!
Impossible.
Impossible, sir. How can this be ringing? Does he have an answering machine so I can just press the red button?
Hello?
Hello!
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad.
Excellent.
Just to let you know, you're live on Hacker Voice Radio.
You hear me in a second.
Fear us.
Well, congratulations on the MTV appearance.
Yes. Definitely.
Just hold on one second, I'm going to turn the game up on my phone.
Can you hear us okay and everything?
Yeah, I just get myself repeating my voice.
Yeah, there's not a lot I can do for that. Apart from tweak around.
Well,
is that better?
It's turned out now, though.
Cool, okay. How does it feel to have your face plastered all over MTV and to be, like, a superstar?
Well, I guess it's nice, I guess. I wouldn't consider being a superstar or anything like that, but, it was definitely a nice surprise.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, must have been a terrific kind of ego boost, and to feel that what you've done, you've reached kind of an important pillar in your life to be able to now launch the rest of your career from there. I don't know if you see it that way.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a great stepping stone.
Yeah.
And it reaches a lot of new people that haven't heard of us before.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, before we had a song on one of the shows called MTV Road Rules. Mm. And, you know, at first I was like, wow, that's awesome. And I didn't think that we'd ever be on the station again. And then, you know, that happened, and, you know.
Can I just take this opportunity to actually introduce you to everyone else? Because I seem to have kind of overlooked this small, insignificant, you know, point in radio of just going, hi, how are you doing? So how does it feel to do... I think the most qualified person to do this... Let me drop some docs here. Your brother, Ionix.
yes, indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, Hacker Voice Radio listeners, you are listening to a live interview with none other than Dan Simons of Just Surrender. Just Surrender, Just Surrender.
Fade. Drum roll.
Yeah, this is our first celebrity interview.
Is there any way you could turn Ionix up?
How do I turn Ionix on?
I heard a couple jokes to start.
I don't know. I just can't hear him at all.
You can't hear him at all?
Yeah, just... I mean, I heard him for a second, but I hear you perfectly.
Okay. Do you want to talk around for this?
Let's see.
Excellent.
Better.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Okay, we've got that problem sorted out. Let's move on to our main section. Let's cover some news, and then let's go into the actual interview. How about that?
Okay.
Sure.
Right. Now, I don't know how many people have heard of this, but it's a fantastic new product that Nokia is releasing. It's going to be like a Linux-based tablet, so it's not going to be primarily... It's going to be like a mobile phone, but it's going to be a mini Nokia mobile phone / computer / everything based on Linux. And apparently Nokia is delaying the Linux-based tablet product, the first one to use open source technology. The official site still optimistically promises a delivery by the third quarter of 2005, but the word is that Nokia is trying to improve the quality of the product and push the product before Christmas. Any feelings on that kind of side of things?
As long as I can look at porno, then that'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get porno there. Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Have they announced a price for it yet?
No, but you can expect a price margin of about £300 to £400 on initial release.
Do you think it'll be better than the BlackBerry and the Sidekick?
Oh, most definitely better than a BlackBerry. I mean, you can throw one of those things in the bin straight away now. If you've got one, throw it away. It's useless. It sucks ass. I can tell you that for sure. I can't speak about Sidekick, but let's just say Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I think somebody at DEF CON actually took their Sidekick and had a little party where they doused it with lighter fluid and blew it up.
That is one of the uses of a device.
That was probably like the best product review I've seen.
Yeah. How well can this thing burn, and how long can it burn for?
No, it was more like, I hate this stupid fucking piece of shit, I'm just gonna blow it up. Anyone wanna watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sidekick sucks because my friend Steve has it, and it's so slow, and it can't even read any JavaScript.
Right.
So.
I personally like Nokia 7610s, purely on the basis of style and look, compatibility, and screen size. I go for the bigger the screen, the better. Mm-hmm. With mobile phones, I've had mine.
Do you know
for
what version of the firmware?
It's the
latest. I guess the question is, can you finger hack it?
You mean, can I go star hash blah blah blah?
Yeah, like star 300345 number.
Yes, it's version 4.0421.4. So I've just done that in, I don't know, how long did it take me? A fraction of a second.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually discontinued this line of product because they've come up with a 3G version of this phone. Now, that phone, I had about half an hour of play around with it. And it is fantastic. It's a really beautiful phone. But the problems I've had with these things is because it runs on Symbian-based software, it is a bit buggy and it tends to crash or just really lag out, like fantastically lag, like for about half a minute. You won't be able to access anything on the phone before it's sorted itself out and then lets you do what you need to do on it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Cool. I like the Nokia product.
Yeah, Nokia do make good stuff. Well, what's your phone, Planet?
I have Verizon.
Nokia 6610? Something
so.
Like that?
It's going to be a Nokia.
Yeah.
You talk to maybe the most general population, it's probably going to be a Nokia.
They've always served me well, especially with text messaging. Yeah. Good, robust phones.
Hmm. Now, something that might relate to Mr. Dan here. Outspoken Group releases album as free download. Have you heard the story?
No, let me know.
You haven't? Okay.
Excuse me.
Let me bring this to the table then. I don't know if you've heard of a band called Harvey Danger. I haven't until today.
Yeah, they did Flagpole Sit Up.
Yeah.
With a popular song in the late 90s.
They're a Seattle-based rock band that has just released their newest album, Little by Little, for free on MP3 download. They're doing this partially as an internet public experiment and partially as a stand against the music industry's attack on file sharing. From their website, in preparing to self-release a new album, we thought long and hard about how the best way to use the internet. Given our unusual history and a long held sense that the particularly now being demonized by the music biz as illegal file sharing can be a friend to the independent musician, we have decided to embrace the in this scriptural fact that music in the 21st century can put your mind and basically they've taken file sharing, BitTorrent and downloads, and they put their money where their mouth is, and they've released their album Little by Little. It's available to download via BitTorrent and through their website, just a direct link, which I think is fantastic. And I would really recommend something like that for any kind of new start or a new band or anyone for that matter.
Yeah, I totally believe in like file sharing. I think it's stupid because, like, if you sell your CD in a store, you're not going to make any money off of it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And for the most part, I find that, like, we are on a website called Pure Volume, and it has, like, our song, four songs for free.
Yeah.
And people listen to it, and then if they like it, then they come to the show and buy it.
Mm.
Or at least they'll do it self-brand, and maybe if they like it, they'll go to the show.
So what about if there was a way so that every time somebody purchased your album, you knew about it instantly and you got the money straight to you, or let's say a nice big cut of that?
Oh, that would be great.
Instead of like your label buying out a huge percentage of that contract, saying, right, okay, this is what you're going to get. And we're going to then distribute this to our resellers, and we're going to push the product for you. and it could make, or it could fall over.
Oh yeah, well, I think that if you could just pay the artist directly, that would be a lot better.
Yeah, you cut out the middleman, and you cut out all that shit where, you know, you're getting fucked over by a corporation.
Yeah. Definitely.
Now, I mean, I'm just speaking here from probably from the totally the other end of the court, because you are at the other end now. You're the artist, which is kind of fantastic to be able to see it from your point of view, because you're the guy that has your own agenda. You want to either make money out of this, but also spread your message or your music, everything you want to do, you know, or your vibe, whatever you're trying to get here to people. And it's probably the same thing from our point of view, whereas we never have the intention of making any money out of it, and any profit that we do make is fantastic. We're like, yeah, let's go and spend it on alcohol, I guess. I mean, I know what planets...
Let's go play ping pong.
Yeah, let's go play ping pong, and for planet, you know, some whores, maybe a few strippers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another brown paper bag to add to the bomb shelter.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means, but yeah!
Don't you remember, you know, our past episode where we were talking about your bomb shelter full of porn?
Oh, my emergency porn shelter.
Yeah.
Yes. My emergency stash in case of World War III.
Just in case, he's got everything backed up. He's had his printer running, like, straight for years now.
Yeah. I mean, how... Let's say you made another album. Would you release it straight for free download?
Oh, would we?
Yeah.
I know that we put a lot of it up online. Hmm. We don't really have the choice in doing that.
Because you've been owned by a corporation.
Yeah.
you got screwed up there.
Well, but, I mean, one of the problems that you look at is the sheer cost of producing an album.
Sure, yeah, I mean...
It makes it difficult for the artist to be able to do that.
Definitely. Well, if you were going to make a quality production, then somebody's going to have to put some initial capital into there. And they want a return, and they don't want their return to go to waste. So they will say, right, I pretty much own you now. Everything that you do belongs to me, and you have no say-so in this.
Yeah. Is that, like, we don't see any money usually from any CD sales or anything like that.
Right.
Usually strictly on, you know, the show. If people buy CD at the show, then we get $5 from it, and then the label gets $5.
Yeah, I've been to many kind of gigs like that where they will push the CDs there and then, because that's the actual profit they make from it, because that's deducted from the cost of the venue, you know, the overheads and all that kind of stuff, the you know, the barb and the security and all that kind of stuff you've got to pay for, or at least your sponsors will be paying. So, you know, you're going to have a label or somebody that's sponsoring you paying, you know, let's say 75% of the cost, whereas everything else is off your back. So it's a big risk venture, and that's why, you know, if I had any talent, I'd be very scared to go into it.
You have talent? Do you have a share right now?
Sorry?
I said, you have talent. You have a radio show right now.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
A while ago.
There's a radio show?
Yeah, I get cartloaded to your intro to your show.
Oh, I just saw it as me sitting here for an hour and talking about stuff I enjoy. I didn't really think of it.
That's a talent.
Yeah, I guess.
That's Belial's superpower.
Yeah. So, who do you hate most in your band?
I bet it's the drummer.
Yeah.
I'd have to say myself. No. Now,
that's the safe.
I don't hate anybody.
Sorry?
You can't hate anybody if you want to continue to work.
No, we were just fucking around with these kind of questions last time. So, so we thought, what's the most poking, prodding question we can ask him? So, who do you really? I mean, who gets on your nerves? You know. But yeah.
How's the road been treating you?
Oh, it's good. Just a lot of, you know, long drives. Long nights, long and lonely nights, and just been, you know, keeping it interesting by watching, like, I like Star Trek, so I watch that.
Cool. So basically,
what do you guys have? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Do you like go around in like one of those massive touring buses or something like that?
Oh no, we have a 15-passenger van.
Right, cool.
And we ride in it. In the summertime, there's a festival called the Warped Tour, and we'll ride in a bus in there.
So do you have?
Oh, you're gonna be playing the Warped Tour.
Well, you heard it here first.
That's freaking awesome.
So basically, I mean, do you have much time to actually be in the studio? How would you kind of sit there and think, or if you hum a tune in your head and go, wait a second, this could be a good song, how would you go about, you know, putting all the shopping list down, saying, right, we need this much of drums, we need this much of guitar? Do you have time to do that in a studio, or do you just do it, you know, at the back of the bus or something?
Well, if I have an idea or whatever, I just record it into my cell phone, because it has a microphone.
Oh, cool,
stuff or whatever.
Old school, baby.
For our last album, we just, I go do one of the songs in the studio, and we just had a lot of practice before we went into record. We had, like, a few months, so, you know, we had a lot of off time to write.
Sure.
So, but, for our next album, we'll probably be done next fall, or we're gonna start writing next fall, whatever. We're constantly on the road, so
there's
you know, ideas
time.
Come in. I have a bunch of ideas and stuff.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know what that was like, you know, because I did a bit of work in recording studios and stuff. Not a lot, just as a kind of basic technician. So I just want to know what it was like from the artist's point of view.
It's always fun to go to the studio. I mean, when you play live, it's then you really can't listen to yourself. And then when you go record, it's like you hear it and you're like, oh, that's how it is.
So what happens, you know, when you get there out on stage and something goes wrong, somebody fucks up, or has it happened at all? Like, what do you do as, like, a fail-safe?
Just shit my...
What's that?
Shit my pants.
Yeah, that's a quite an honest answer there. Yeah.
Well, that'll now, definitely take the attention away from the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now, usually, depending on if I mess up or somebody else messes up, and how severe the situation is.
Yeah.
Just try to cover it up by either saying something, or if my guitar goes out of tune or something like that, I just switch guitars. If the amp messes up, I'm basically fucked up.
Right, okay. And do you carry around all your equipment, or is it venue rented or something like that?
Oh, no. We have a trailer, too, so we load all our equipment with us.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. So, who would you say would be, like, an inspiring artist for you? I mean, is there in a point in your life you thought, oh man, this guy's, or these people are really good, let's see if I can do something like this? Was there a turn in your life where you decided, right, I'm going to make a career, or I'm going to do this for a living?
I've just known ever since I was younger, like, my dad played the guitar.
Yeah.
That got me in the right direction. I just grew up listening to music. I really like Noel Gallagher.
Right.
he just made the job seem cool, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And man, can that guy throw a tantrum?
Yes.
I love the news stories of him and his brother, like, fighting on stage. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Stop in the middle of the song and have a fist fight.
Yeah.
Frickin' rock and roll.
You fucked up. Yes. So, any questions from anyone else? Because I don't want to be hogging the interview.
Help me ask questions. Yes.
Yeah, Dan, go ahead and ask yourself a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And answer them.
It makes my life so much more easier.
Hacker Voice Radio, where the guests interview themselves.
Yeah. So, what have I done in the past few weeks while Mike?
Did I leave the light on in the apartment? Damn it, that's gonna bug me.
Yeah. What about you, Planet?
Nothing I can think of, to be honest, mate. I wish I'd known about the celebrity interview a bit sooner. I could have come up with something, but now I'm gone blank. So it sounds like a cool life, though.
Yeah.
How are the fans?
How are the groupies?
Yeah, the groupies.
Have you signed anyone's boobs yet?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, nice.
Good work.
So, thank you.
Attaboy.
Some girls' butt too.
I think with Hacker Voice Radio, the only boobs I'll be signing are mine.
Yeah, no. It happened. I was just like, what? Okay, fine.
Did you on purposely mess up and went a little bit, you know, down or up or left or right?
I was like, hold on, I messed up, so I licked my hand and wiped it off.
Yeah. You're gonna,
about five times.
Did you get a good hold of it before, just to make it, you know, sturdy?
Not a huge flat of the board, so.
Ah, fucking hell.
Good writing service.
Damn. You gotta get one of those milkers.
Alright. Milkers.
Yeah. A good pair of jugs.
Yeah, now if it happens, I'll give you guys a call.
Yeah. Yeah, let
please
me know.
Send any photographs and video documentation to
Belila, Hacker Voice Radio. Right, let's see if there's anything else in the news that triggers off a rant. There was actually a few things that I picked up today, and then just thought that it's just not really interesting anymore.
Here's a weird one.
Yeah.
Actor Nicolas Cage has had a baby boy.
Okay.
Well done, Nicolas Cage. However, he has named his baby boy Kal-El after Superman. Honestly, this is what the news is telling me.
How? Oh, God. He's going to get some flack at school. That is,
he's
going to
get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Let's see how super you are, boy!
Nicolas Cage is his dad.
And listen
Nick
to this.
Show up at school, gun blazing.
Whoa. Some general Skypage. Okay, everybody.
What do you got there, mate?
Everybody here?
Yeah.
Cool, okay. Just had a little Skype thingy issue. Right, it looks like that there is a, you know, Matalan. Anyone heard of Matalan?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, well, Planet wouldn't know that. Because, yeah. Anyway, it's a UK retail store. Basically, what they do is they buy out-of-date cheap products from Europe and then sell it here in England at low prices. Basically, there's a new story running that Matalan has installed several thousands of point-of-sale terminals, POS, or POS systems, whatever you'd like to call them, running on Linux rather than Windows. The reason, oh my god, why? Let's just think of a reason. It could be the reduced cost of ownership. It was a big consultancy that did the work, Capgemini, or something like that, and IBM on the kit side. Sounds like some people can get Linux to work in an enterprise environment after all. I don't see no reason why they couldn't. I think it's fully implementable if you do your maths right, you know, if you actually get this shit sorted out.
Yeah, it's kind of designed for that sort of thing anyhow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you were really going to go with something like that, you would definitely want to go with something that didn't cost you per unit, per license.
Yeah, all kinds of crazy things run Linux because of that. A lot of the video slot machine type things in Las Vegas do.
Yeah.
And the video poker machines. Here in Florida, the Florida State Lottery terminals all run Linux. I'm trying to think of the things that I've seen that I felt was interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's, well, it's just, it's, you know, with, at least with the Florida Lottery and, like, the, you know, the casino machines and things, you're going to be, there's so many of them, you know, everywhere down here, like a gas station or a grocery store or anywhere who buy lottery tickets has to have one, which means they have literally hundreds of thousands of them throughout the state.
Yeah.
And if you had to pay per license for each machine, I mean, that would not be cost effective.
Sure.
Even for the lottery.
Yeah, definitely. And who has ever wanted to have their own pet robot? Looks like Sony has unveiled a new version of the canine robot Aibo, which, like the average puppy, can talk and keep a diary, but which still needs love and attention. Aww. Sony, for only $2,264, you can basically own your own robotic canine. Which, you know, you can install a laser cannon on the back.
Frickin' laser beam.
Yeah, frickin'. I want one with a frickin' laser beam. I mean, come on! How hard?
10 days after it's been released, there are new websites up on the internet.
Yeah.
With robo-bestiality.
And talking about websites being modified or hacked, the Novell Open, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, SUSE? S-U-S-E?
SUSE.
Okay.
Yeah, I pronounce it SUSE myself.
Sexy Linux, yeah. it's reporting that their website got hacksawed last night by a group of elite hackers. So yeah, fantastic.
Bunch of guys from Iran.
Yeah, and I've got a screenshot of it saying the IHS, Iranian hackers, sabotage was here. Atomic energy is our right, and even with no threat of no cane or blah blah blah. Basically, guys, if you're gonna, like, you know, sabotage or deface a website, don't do it for that. Do it something that's gonna, you know, make a fucking difference, like, I don't know, the FBI, come on.
Yeah.
You know, just...
That's great, I'm an Iranian hack. That's a sure way to end up in Guantanamo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, pick a more deserving target, guys, you know. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, what the hell did Seuss ever do to Iran?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Has Seuss been holding back Iran's nuclear development program or something like that?
Now, I mean,
are they the guys behind it?
Now, we can kind of let's kind of stipulate here. Let's say that this was not done by a group of hackers, okay? Because if it was, they wouldn't have defaced, you know, Seuss' website.
Yeah.
Let's say that this information was sold to someone that really needed to know it, that they have got a flaw in their website, because this is what eventually happened. Now, it could be even the actual coding of the website or the servers that they were running the website on. And basically, they thought, right, let's make it look like as if the Iranians are trying to push for atomic power, and let's generate some, you know, buzz, let's generate some hype. This is what I'm just, you know, picking at. In my head, but I don't know. What do you guys feel about this?
I think that probably wasn't done by Iranian hackers.
No.
It was probably just a skiddy who thought he was clever.
Yeah. That's general. Yeah, that's generally what kind of happens. I think that there's something more to this than just a skiddy, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you know, call us.
If you are a member of the Iranian hacker elite.
Yeah. Give us
don't
a call.
Don't call us. We want nothing to do with you. Stay away.
Yeah. And stop listening to us.
Yeah.
You're not wanted here.
Oh, that's the way to get them to like you.
Infidels!
Yeah. So, anything else?
One little thing.
Yeah.
Google is offering free Wi-Fi service to San Francisco.
Oh.
Google has offered to provide the city of San Francisco with blanket wireless internet coverage for free.
Bring on the brain cancer, yeah.
This is pretty damn cool, because it will essentially put an end to war driving convictions where people are looking for an internet connection in San Francisco. There was a case over here where a guy was trespassing on his neighbor's wireless LAN.
On his neighbor's wife, yeah.
Covered in his neighbor's WLAN.
Yeah.
To get internet access. Now, if the entire city has free Wi-Fi internet access, that crime's just going to disappear. And it, not only that, but it's a goddamn pretty cool thing to do.
Really?
Good
I
on you, Google.
They seem to be
Please come to the UK.
Yeah, but for which purpose? Yeah. I think you can look at this in many, many ways, many different ways.
Is it going to be like an ad-based interface?
Oh, most definitely. Like, whatever you're looking for on the internet, you're going to get an ad because you're using their service. I would definitely assume on the logistics side that everything you're doing would be going through a proxy. That's basically tracking all your, you know, stuff that you do, and based on what you're doing in that location at the time, you're going to have click ads there saying, you know, did you know that there is a Starbucks 2 feet away from you? Did you know that we're having a sale on this product? You know, but that's basically what I'm thinking is going to be happening right here.
Did you know your shoelace is untied?
Yeah, because I can see you from space with my newfangled satellite.
I swear, you know, in another 10 years, Google's databases and servers are just going to be worth so much money just on the sheer amount of consumer information that they contain.
They already are, yeah, but in 10 years they'll be... Oh god, you can't even imagine the price of that.
No.
I think it's going to be priceless, literally, it's going to be like the most... I don't know, they... Yeah.
Coveted.
Yeah, exactly.
I want one.
Yeah. I think Microsoft looks a very small toy compared to Google right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy because, you know, Google just, I don't know, their business model just boggles the mind.
Yeah.
How absurdly successful they are.
Hmm.
And, like, it's hard to use the internet and refuse to use their services.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but you're basically cutting yourself off at the knees.
Sure. It just makes you think, fuck, why didn't I think of that, you know, 6 years ago or
what
something.
One of those such a simple idea, too.
Mm. Well, they're providing a free service, a fantastic free service, may I add, on the face front of it, but they're also providing a deeper service to their paying customers. For, you know, ads per page, ads placed on different parts of websites, link-based advertising where, like, every single every single purchasable link on your website. Let's say you were talking about hardware and you said this cooling fan, and you went over the fan, and it would be a link, and it would say we sell fans for your computer, and you click on that and it takes you to a website and you buy a fan from that website. Now the website that paid for those linking gets a percentage of that cart, of that link, of that click, basically.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a very, very lucrative business they're in. And I think it would be very hard to stop them right now.
Yeah, the best part about it is that, you know, their PR. You know, nobody is really like, oh, Google's horrible.
Yeah.
What an evil corporation is thinking. Because the end user doesn't actually have their money.
Yeah.
It appears to be completely free, you know.
Yeah,
quite altruistic.
Yeah. They're doing some interesting stuff there.
I mean, it's so wildly successful that they don't even...
Hello?
Oh, I was just saying that it's just so successful they don't even need to advertise.
Right, yeah.
You know, and the term Google has become like a part of the lexicon.
Exactly, yeah. You're like
I Googled this.
Yeah, exactly. It's become part of the English language, you know. Which is very, very fascinating, and somebody could really write a paper on this.
Yeah.
Or maybe two.
The implications are just, you know.
Let's see what happens when I Google just surrender. Now, I wonder if it's going to take me to something I'm going to have to buy. Just as a simple kind of experiment right here. So obviously what happens is Google knows that I'm from the UK, that you know, but what kind of browser I'm using while I'm trying to search this at what specific time. And I get justsurrender.net, so that probably takes me to your website straight away. A few other things about Absolute Punk, blah blah blah, Just Surrender lyrics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's...
Yeah, the Pure Volume, that's where they have the four songs that you can download and listen to.
So basically, this takes me to your website, which you've probably commissioned, and a pop-up comes right here. I don't know what the pop-up was. Let me just see what the pop-up was, because it's probably trying to sell me something. I'm not trying to, you know, like, you know, get the edge of whatever you're trying to do here. I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. And in the way Firefox is working, it's not actually letting me get this spam, so it's kind of good. So I can't tell you what it was trying to sell me, but I presume it was something offering a service anyway. So you've got you know, merchandise, shows, music, media, contact, news. And I like the way that, you know, the first thing that you see with your eye or the position of your mouse would be on merchandise, which takes me to a secure service to buy, let's say, I don't know, a t-shirt of Just Surrender. So the most clicks per page would probably be going first to either merchandise or shows. Now, I don't know if you have, like, I don't know if you've commissioned somebody to do this website for you, but I'm guessing that they will be tracking every single click that happens, what happens, you know, how people are using the website. And from there, your business manager, whoever manages your band would analyze that data.
To be honest with you, I don't think it would.
They're
lazy.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, if you want to maximize your profits, I think you might want to
look into that.
Yeah, definitely look into that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I really
it's a cool
like
website, by the way.
Yeah, it is a very nice website.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just from like an initial, just from initial scan of the website, you can actually see where what's happening here. You're trying to make your money from the actual merchandise. Yeah. Do you know what's the scariest thing? Also.
What?
When I Google images, Just Surrender. Guess what the first Google image I get.
A big cock.
No, yeah, Ashley Simpson and somebody jumping off the, you know, Twin Towers. And some Iraqis, Faith 2, I don't know what the fuck that is. Some music for Jesus Surrender.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah, someone jumping off the Twin Towers is kind of scary.
I mean, I don't know how close you want to be linking yourself to Ashley Simpson, but I wouldn't be staying far away from that, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if adding a ton of meta tags to the portion of your website that has your images and things could sort of change the way that Google inventories the images.
Most definitely. I mean, it's interesting the way your website's actually done. The first page has very little HTML. It basically links to the frame of another link to, I won't say who's hosting it, whatever, just to protect you, whatever. But it's interesting how it's done. But you might want to stick in some, you know, metadata up there. You might even want to, an actual front image. You might want to do a hidden link behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Some other stuff like that, but it's pretty cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Could you hack it like with your fingers?
Sorry?
I said, could you hack it really easily?
Could what? Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
He wants to know if we could hack it easily.
Oh, could we? Oh, it's. I've already stolen 6% of your profits right there while I was talking. And I've transferred it to my Swiss account. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, you make money that off us, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
you're asking me a broad question there. Are you asking me, could I hack it so that it works better, or could I hack it so that you no longer can feed yourself?
Oh, well, the website doesn't feed me at all.
Yeah.
My mom does that.
Fair enough.
But,
good answer.
No, I was just wondering, you know, is it easily to mess up or
to like deface it or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't give you a straight answer there because I haven't, you know, scanned it or whatever.
Sorry.
But from an initial look, it looks pretty solid. I mean, it looks well designed. So from the initial look of it, I assume that whoever did this for you, you know, would have checked their shit and they've got their shit together. So.
Yeah, that really comes less down into the way that the website is programmed as to the way that the software on the servers that your host uses.
Mm.
So the quick answer is no, it's probably locked down pretty tight.
Yeah.
As for hacking it to work better, did a bit of that a while ago, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the things I think that work on for you is look into the meta tags associated with the images and things, and see if we can change the way Google looks at it for images.
Oh yeah, most definitely. But also the most important thing with Google is also who's linking to you and how many clicks from those links are you getting. That's another important thing that they do. But in saying that, you're on top when you know, type in just surrender, you're the first thing that comes up. And no ad links as well. And you're displaying about a 1K of data on there, which is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I could just take a look at your entire website from the point of view of a Google spider. And I have a very cool browser that does that for me. It's actually called Lynx, like the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it takes the web page you're looking at and it only displays it in the raw kind of. It's an old school browser, I think. Ionix. I don't know if you've ever fiddled around.
Oh
with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah.
It's a good little program, and it lets you tear through exactly what a browser's doing it when it's looking at it, and where everything's coming from and what it's doing. It's not terribly pretty, but
no,
it is beautiful in its own right.
Thank you.
So yeah, the first thing it does is pretty much give me a link to the frame, and that's it. There's actually absolutely nothing on your website.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So Ionic told me that you guys couldn't tell if I was his brother or not.
I wasn't able to guess, no, from the picture.
I think it was the short hair.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everybody got a kick out of the one of you in the phone booth, though.
Yeah, I thought that was... I mean, what were you doing there, like, blue boxing or something?
Yeah, I was blue boxing to Venezuela. But, you know, I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Can't divulge any secrets there, so...
I think Ionix has prepped you on that one.
Maybe no, it's just straight up skill.
Oh yeah, you were doing it with your voice. 2600 megahertz.
It's good.
Yeah, that was probably one of the coolest videos I've ever seen, is this video of this freak back in 1963 actually whistling to route calls.
Wow.
Like, he'd pick up a phone, he had one next to him, and then he would just keep whistling the what are they called, sit tones, I think?
Yeah.
And he actually managed to whistle a call to the phone next to him.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just, you know, art in motion right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is truly a beautiful hack.
Mm. Well, we're coming up to the end of the show. And I'd like to play some Just Surrender. I've got two songs here. I've got Tell Me Everything. And You Tell a Tale.
Okay.
Which one is like your personal favorite out of those two? Is that
I'd have to say, I guess, You Tell a Tale.
Yeah?
Just because Tell Me Everything's a single. And we play it every night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hear it all the time.
That's and with the video song for.
You Tell a Tale, it's like our hometown favorite. Every time we play that, everybody goes crazy.
Okay,
yeah, it's
so,
my roommate's favorite too.
So I think we'll finish off with You Tell a Tale by Just Surrender. You know, go on your favorite peer-to-peer network and download their album. But if you like it, then buy some merchandise from their website, or go to one of their gigs and see them live.
Support them.
Buy a few CDs. That is, if you like them. If you don't, then, you know, just don't listen
just
to it.
Just don't throw things.
Yeah, just don't throw things. And if you are going to throw things, throw clean underwear, preferably female.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, it was...
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you for closing off the season with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody's going to take some time to relax and enjoy the two-week break that we're going to have.
Recharge
the batteries, as Planet says. And I hope to see everyone at the Hack It Boys conference on the 7th of September.
October.
Sorry, October. You can
tell. Unless you've got a TARDIS.
Yeah. You can tell I've had a long day.
Quick to the time machine.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be fun. If anything, it's going to be a good laugh. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Although there is going to be, I think I can release this. I'm safe to say that. Sadly, Scobie won't be joining us. The Hacker Voice conference due to some personal issues. at home, which I'm not
at liberty to say.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say, but it is some, you know, I can understand why, and I hope everyone everybody can kind of forgive him for that. It's not, you know,
yeah, of course,
it wasn't a problem at all.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's a really damn shame, because he would have put on a show for us, you know. Mm. At least in a kilt. If nothing, you can see a drunk Scotsman talk about computers, so we're going to be
always
missing out on that.
Yeah, it's our loss, really.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see everyone there, and I hope everybody will be able to listen to us again in 2 weeks' time on the 17th of October. I think I've got that right. Yeah, I've got that right. For episode 40 of Hacker Voice Radio Season 2. So I think it was a blooming great season. I enjoyed every bit of it. So yeah, I think
it worked well. We got better all the time.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we have.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
If you did enjoy the show, please pass on the word.
Yeah.
To other friends who might enjoy it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you at the THVCon, as Belial already said.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you back here pretty soon.
Definitely.
For season 2.
And goodbye and good night.
Alright, I just wanted to say that if you like what you just hear of Just Surrender, you can go to their website, www.justsurrender.net.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read up on the band, you can go to the mtv.com/news/YHIF.
Definitely.
You hear it first.
Good night.
Hacker Voice Radio, you heard it second.
Enjoy.